Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I have 3 kids. They're all living with me. I'm a single parent. My 8-year-old, as I told you about, has a diagnosed autism. He is in the mild spectrum. Not that I'm worried about him getting vaccinated, but he's not in the right time, I don't think, to be vaccinated at this time. I'm still going to wait for him to get vaccinated. That's something I have to really think about. I think it's something to do with what you feel is the best for your kids. It's a mother's intuition.
Handa na si Pia si Kuya Murphy mula Sydney na mapabakunahan ng panganay niyang 10 taong gulang. Ngunit pinag-iisipan pa niya ang para sa kanyang pangalawang anak na 8 taong gulang dahil sa kondisyon nito. Ngayong araw at 10 ng Enero ang simula ng pagbabakuna kontra COVID-19 sa mga bata edad 5 hanggang 11. Fully vaccinated na si Pia at naghihintay ng booster shot, pero nangangamba siya sa patuloy na pagtaas ng kaso ng coronavirus sa iba't ibang estado ng bansa. Pero mas natatakot anya siya sa pagkalat ng maling impormasyon.
Right now, I am worried but I'm not fearful. It means that I am worried of the amount of cases that we're getting in Sydney. It's multiplying every day and I don't think our healthcare system can deal with it properly if that comes to, you know, if we get 100,000 per day like the one in the UK. And also, I'm worried about the social media that people are putting out there and all the fake news that's growing each day. It can jeopardize the mental health of yung mga individuals that's not aware of the virus. And also, I'm not fearful because at the moment, if you have that fear in your mind, your body can react to it and it can cause your immune system to shut down and be sick either mentally or physically.
Nangangamba si Pia para sa pagbabalik ng anak sa eskwelahan, lalo na muli itong makikihalubilo sa mga kaibigan at kaklase. Kaya lagi niyang ipinapaliwanag kung ano ang COVID-19. Takot ang kanyang anak sa karayom kaya magiging hamon ng pagbabakuna. Sa ngayon, mas prioridad niyang matuto ang anak kung paano mapapalakas ang kanyang immune system.
The best way to fight this virus is to have a healthy immune system. I make sure that my kids have proper immune defense, like they take supplements like vitamin C, they have probiotic every day. I make sure that they take a lot of water and fruits every day in school. And also, the one that helped me a lot, I'm quite a herbalist when it comes to fighting the virus. And I use a lot of essential oils. Kasi when they have school, they have activities after school and sometimes you forget those things that they have to drink plenty of water, they have to make sure that they have enough sleep and stuff like that.
Kahit school holiday ay pinapatulog niya ng maaga mga bata at pinapakain din ng tama. Sa pagbabalik eskwela, tiwala si Pia sa sistema ng paaralan na sisiguraduhin ligtas ang mga bata. Ngunit nakabantay pa din siya sa mga pwedeng mangyari.
When my kids go to school, I think the school has the system when the school starts. I think they'll have a system that they'll have smaller kids that can go to school. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm pretty sure the school system here is quite ready for this kind of thing because they have 2 months to prepare for it. So I'm pretty sure they're quite good in handling this kind of pandemic.
Sa kasalukuyan, tatanggap ang mga edad 5 hanggang 11 ng 2 dose ng Pfizer vaccine na may pagitan na 8 linggo. Hinihikayat ng immunization expert mula Royal Children's Hospital sa Melbourne na si Dr. Margie Danshin na mabakunahan ang mga bata bago pa man magsimula ang pasukan.
It's important that children 5 to 11 get vaccinated even though in the most part clinical infection is quite mild and a very small proportion of children get admitted to hospital, we don't want them to get COVID or to get seriously unwell. But also very importantly, there are indirect benefits including reducing transmission in households, in the community and in schools, and also enabling kids to be able to go to school safely and freely without needing to come home and quarantine or get COVID in the school setting.
Importante din ani Dr. Danshin na mabakunahan ang mga batang may asthma dahil kung hindi, mas mapapalala nito ang impeksyon sa baga kapag nagkataon. Sinimula na sa Estados Unidos, Canada at ibang bahagi ng Europa ang pagbabakuna sa mga naturang edad. Ilan sa mga side effect ay pamamaga ng braso, sakit ng ulo, pagiging matamlay o fatigue at chills o pagkaginaw.
Fortunately, those side effects occur less commonly than in the teenagers and the young adults. But there are some rare and more serious side effects, such as myocarditis or pericarditis, which is being monitored very closely in this age group, that has been detected in the older teenage and age group and young people.
Available na ang bakuna sa pamamagitan ng GP, mga butika at mga state at territory clinic. May payo naman ng pediatrician na si Dr. Anthea Rhodes mula sa Royal Children's Hospital Melbourne sa mga magulang na may anak na takot sa bakuna.
Children will feel less concerned if they are more informed and they have some control. So talk to them about things that they are able to be in control of, perhaps which day you're going to take them for the vaccination, where they'll go, who might go with them. Also important to be honest but not frightening with your information. Talk about the vaccine might feel like a pinch or a poke. It will be over very quickly. It's important not to use words like pain and jab or needle, because sometimes those things are frightening for children. And it's always a good idea to talk about a reward. You do have to remember that you will have to be doing this more than once, so keep that realistic, and this is one of those rare occasions where lollipop might be absolutely okay.
Para naman sa mga batang may kapansanan o espesyal na pangailangan, may suporta ding nakahanda para sa kanila ayon kay Dr. Rhodes.
Perhaps they have difficulties with stimulation or sensory situations, so like children on the autism spectrum, for example. Having a vaccination might be particularly stressful or challenging for those children and their parents. There will be options, certainly in Victoria, of low stimulation pathways through the vaccine hubs. Important for parents to talk early with their GP or wherever they choose to have that vaccine done about making sure that it's done in a sensitive and careful way.
At sa mga batang may phobia sa karayo, may mga serbisyo para maagaw ang atensyon ng bata habang tinuturukan gaya ng virtual reality headsets.
And for children who have more entrenched needle phobia, they can actually access hospital-based services where they can receive some sedation for their immunization if that's needed.
Isa lang si Pia sa mga magulang na nangangamba para sa kanilang mga anak, kaya may payo din siya sa mga kapwa magulang.
What I can say is to parents na hindi sana sila matakot sa virus, because the fear can lead to something else. Fear can lead to their immune system to shut down and be affected by the environment. And there's a lot of things, underlying condition that can affect if you're fearful. I believe that the best remedy is to have a healthy mind, body, and heart.
TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.